Mormon Yankees Part 2, One Shot at a Time, by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. Melbourne, Australia, 1956. Are you part of that basketball team made of Mormon missionaries? Asked the reporter holding a camera. We sure are, Elder Condi said. We're the Mormon Yankees. He smiled for the camera as the reporter took a photo. What a team the mission president had assembled. Before their missions, a lot of the team members had played basketball in college. The Mormon Yankees had helped train the Australian Olympic basketball team, and now other national teams wanted to have practice games with the Mormon Yankees. And the missionaries were grateful for chances to share their testimonies. One day when they were running drills with the Russian team, an interpreter asked, "What training methods do you use?" Elder Condi hesitated. The mission president had said the elders could practice only on Saturday mornings and play games only on Wednesday nights. They were missionaries first, so they didn't train more than that. He wasn't sure what to tell the interpreter about why their team did so well. Then an idea came. "The word of wisdom," Elder Condi said. The interpreter looked confused. "We don't drink coffee, tea, or alcohol, or smoke tobacco," Elder Condi explained. At that time, lots of people drank and smoked, even athletes. When the interpreter told the Russian team what Elder Condi said, they just stared. They were amazed at how long the missionaries could play before getting tired. Because the Mormon Yankees followed the word of wisdom, their bodies were healthy and strong. "Just remember who you are," the mission president told them. "Live missionary standards. Keep mission rules. No exceptions. Remember, people are watching your example." Because basketball was pretty new in some countries, they helped the other teams understand the game better. The teams were grateful for their help. Tonight was their third practice game. Elder Condi looked at the bleachers. The stands were already filling up. He could see lots of church members and people the missionaries were teaching.